Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Kristen Burbank with Mojo Fit Studios.
Today with two different types of yoga owners. One is a brick and mortar, and the other one is an online. So I'm pretty excited about this. But let's start off with the brick and mortar. That's the traditional, where you actually have a physical yoga space. Why don't you start off by explaining the difference between like the brick and mortar versus the online part, since we kind of have the juxtaposition sitting right here. So, Kristen, we'll start with you. Difference between the brick and mortar and the online from your perspective.
The difference in the business is probably the biggest thing is you have to have a staff. I mean, if you're going to invest in brick and mortar, you are making that commitment to not only the bills and the heat and all that kind of stuff, but you really are making commitment to managing a team. And so that's much different. I have told our teacher trainers, and Ashley and I have talked about, if you are a yoga teacher that is really just passionate about teaching yoga all the time, brick and mortar is not the place for you to be. If you're interested more in the business side of it, then maybe you go into owning a studio space. But I definitely spend more of my time managing people and bills and space than I do actually getting to enjoy teaching.
And let's just start off by yoga's your product. Okay.
Correct.
So
yeah.
Talk to me about yoga just as the product itself, you know, as just the
sure.
industry, as just kind of the peace of mind that it brings.
Yep. Yoga has evolved into many different branches for different people. We kind of focus a little bit more on the fitness. That doesn't mean that we don't have the meditation style and all of that, but we do have a primary focus of more of the power yoga. And it has evolved a lot over the years. It's transitioned into, in some cases, a fitness level. That's why we're called Mojo Fitness. But we also get to bring some of the traditional yoga stuff in as well by practicing some inner calm and inner peace and just bridging that connection of our clients may come in for fitness, but they also get this added value of kind of calming their mind mm-hmm. and finding a little bit more peaceful place.
Which we're finding out in Western medicine is more and more important to our health, to our workplace health, to our family health, to our, like I said first, our overall health in terms of cardiovascular, in terms of stress.
Yep.
Stress, the number one killer on the planet.
Right.
So.
Yes.
Yoga is a way to de-stress.
Yep.
Hot yoga, words I can't pronounce yoga, yoga swings.
Yeah,
it's really become quite an industry to where, I'll compare it to say the karate industry. When I was growing up, there was karate.
Right.
And then Taekwondo came.
Yep.
And then now you've got Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu with 47 different versions.
Yeah.
Yoga seems like that to where it's becoming a little more specialized, and
yeah.
It seems like the trainers and the educators are continuing their education. Is that why
yeah.
we're becoming more specialized, or is it because we're discovering new rocks that work?
I think it's twofold. I think that the students look for a little deepening in their practice, and one way for us to give them that is for us to find variations and get educated in different spaces of yoga, so that we bring a little something different to them so they can continue to grow in their practice rather than just coming to the same type every time. Ashley will probably speak to this a little bit, but she's trained in something called Budokan, which is actually a bridging of that martial arts and yoga together, and so it's just a little different spin. It's also a way for the teachers to sort of get their own niche. So if you look at it from like a, not that yoga teachers are doctors by any means, we say that all the time, but if you look at it from like a doctor might find a special niche mm-hmm. to practice in, a yoga teacher might do the same thing where they're going to focus on, we have one teacher right now that's currently doing some extra education on chair yoga to help with people who may not be able to do the traditional poses and they need the chair, or Budokan, which is the martial arts and yoga bridge, which is a really advanced level of yoga.
I love it.
Yeah, it's...
I love the name.
Yeah.
I love everything about it.
It's a lot of fun, but yeah, I think that it's both. It's the student need, but also the teacher's ability to evolve and desire to evolve.
I can't get over Budokan. It sounds like a festival. Come on out to Budokan.
The way of the spiritual warrior.
The way of the spiritual warrior. That might be bigger than Woodstock. I mean, it's... Okay, and next question I had for you is, industry over the last 10 years, it's grown pretty significantly. I don't know if it's because of movies. I don't know if it's because of the specialization. I'm not sure if it's because of just the influence from the NFL and some of the male athletes. Because back in the 70s, hippies were basically, that's it, right?
Right.
I mean, and you had to be a very special kind of hippie to do yoga. Now, you know, you've got professional athletes that do it on a daily and promote it. You've got singers and you've got health professionals. What's caused this acceptance over the last 10 years, in your opinion? You know?
Yeah. I think that, well, we like to think that it's because the act of doing yoga is life-changing. I mean, someone who moves into an active yoga practice, I fell into yoga from a corporate job because I was having a hard time managing my own life and was able to sort of find that balance. And today we move so quickly and we oftentimes don't even check in with ourselves. So it's just like next thing. And by coming into a yoga class and not only, yes, maybe doing some of the physical movements, but also taking that time to do a self-check-in can be very life-changing for people. And then that word spreads a little bit, like, oh my gosh, I changed my life because of yoga. And then all of a sudden their friend comes in. I think that's one part of it. I'd say, from this business perspective, when we started getting referrals from physicians and doctors, I think that also their acceptance of yoga as a practice has been really big on our particular business as well.
Final question for you here, and then we'll let you get to your next appointment. We'll transition Ashley in, but talk about your business, how people can find you. We're going to transition Ashley into the teaching seminar you got coming up, where if people want to become yoga instructors, they can enroll in your college or your university, Yoga University. So talk about that, talk about your business and how people can spend some money with you.
Yeah, anytime. You can look at all of, we just launched a new website a couple of months ago, so everything is accessible through there now. Our schedules are all kept up to date. We run a summer and a winter schedule, so the winter schedule transitions over in September. All the pricing is on there. Everybody gets their first 30 days for $30. So it's a nice way for people to step in and just try it out, try all the different classes. We offer heated yoga classes, hot yoga classes, non-heated classes. We have a pretty decent prenatal yoga program along with bar fitness. And then we're launching a boot camp next week as well. So lots of different, we try to make it so if our clients are coming here and they're holding memberships, they get the full round of experience.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kristen Burbank with Mojo Fit Studios, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Gain knowledge about the oil and gas industry while networking with industry pros. The North American Shale Magazine is inviting you to attend North Dakota's largest shale oil event in 2017, the Bakken Conference and Expo, happening July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. Learn about the latest technologies used in one of North America's most productive shale plays, the Bakken. You're not going to want to miss the Bakken Conference and Expo, July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. For more information about the conference or to register, visit www.thebakkenconference.com. That's thebakkenconference.com.